So this is fucking genius. This is Pat Robertson explaining, Cecil, the limits of cell division and telomeres. No. Fuck.
Yeah, you're close on that.
That would actually be why people age. Right. No. Instead, Pat Robertson is explaining why people no longer hit the ripe old age of 950.
All right, well, let's listen. Here's Pat Robertson.
David, who says, why in the Bible do people live much longer than they do today? Seems like back then people lived twice as long as they do today. Can you explain?
I really don't have an explanation. There was some thought, and some have posited, and I don't know if that was right or not, that the people who live so very long, the Methuselahs and people like that, live 700-800 years. And apparently until after the flood, there wasn't as much moisture in the air. There weren't as many bacteria and microbes and things like that. And maybe the climate was such that assaults on our bodies weren't as severe. But after the flood, God said the years of a man is going to be 120 years. So that is where we ought to be shooting for. And if we're not living that long, it's because we're not living healthy lives and we have genetic flaws and there are all kinds of things. But I think 100, 110, and that was Joshua was 110. I think that's an attainable lifestyle. And it has to do with your state of mind. It has to do with the way you eat. It has to do with your exercise. It has to do with your just the whole idea of staying alive and enjoying life. If you think you've got to retire at 65, then you're going to get rust out and die. But if you keep active, you can live a lot longer. That's what you want to do.
Wait.
Yeah, because you can't keep active if you're retired. I don't know if you knew that.
No. I love this for so many, many reasons.
Right.
So the age of a man is 120.
Right.
So the oldest living person was 127.
Right.
So there's kind of a problem there.
No. I'm looking in this article. It says 950 years old. So,
well, but the old...
You got me there.
Your
facts are wrong, Tom. They slipped to be 900. And we have proof. It's in the Bible.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't consider that as my primary source. Probably because it's total horseshit. I love it. It's like, some people posit that maybe it was dry. And so, microbes? I don't know. The assaults on our body were not anywhere near as severe, Cecil.
Where's the 127 you found?
I just Googled oldest person. And a woman from Mexico, believed to be the oldest person, celebrated her 127th birthday.
It says here on Wikipedia, the oldest person whose age was verified by modern standards lived to 122.
Well, I don't know, man, because the Daily Telegraph. and I believe that is a more reliable source.
Yeah, you know, I you know, there's not a lot of people who... I can't imagine that there's a long list of people that have lived past 120 and can verify it, right? You know, like, can actually, I mean, clearly, you know, not in modern times, but, you know, like, there's not a lot of people who live past that point. The idea that he's going for 120 years, the only reason he's doing that is because Pat is clearly older than 120 years.
Right.
I mean, if you look at this guy, he's clearly older than 120 years. Also, the reason why Pat is not going to age is because he bought a humidifier. And there's just, you know, there's just enough moisture in the air to keep them bacterias down. And that's why he's going to be fine from this point on.
I think that's how that works. I think that's actually for sure how that works.
Or is it dehumidifier? Look, was it a dehumidifier?
He would need a dehumidifier.
Well, the thing is, like, didn't he make the planet, like, really fucking humid by, like, I don't know, adding all that water? So I would think it would be a humidifier.
Well, you know, the thing is that Pat Robertson is only 84 years old. So he's going to make 120. He's only two-thirds of the way through his useful life. And I find that terribly encouraging because he'll be able to say this stupid shit for the next 40 fucking years while we're doing this show.
Oh, my God.
And maybe I'll have gotten the intro down by that point.
It truly baffles me that sort of thing is in it, because, like, that's among a lot of other stuff is one of those things you can point to and just be like, that is clearly bullshit. Like, that is clearly not a fucking real thing that happened. There's no fucking evidence whatsoever that that happened. And that's like a factual statement, right? It's not like some magic thing where you could be like, hey, man, like fucking there's a god up in the sky. You just can't see him. It's like the dragon in your garage, right? Like it's always.
Right.
But this is an actual fucking like. That's like being like, yeah, the moon is actually a big pancake. You'd be like, no,
I know.
No, it's not. It's not a pancake. It's an actual planet. You'd be right. Like, trees are actually boogers. Nope, nope, sorry. That's wrong, too. You know, this is one of those things you could just look at and be like, yeah, there's no fucking evidence for this whatsoever.
Well, and beyond that, like, think about, like, the oldest person you know. And then multiply them by 9.5 times, yeah. Because the oldest person you know is probably about 100 years old. Imagine how decrepit somebody, what would you be able to do at 950? You know, like, even if you were alive, you'd be like, I didn't die, but that's the only thing I've accomplished for the last 850 years.
Yeah. I guarantee, though, the 950-year-old would be able to program his VCR because he's had 850 years to practice.
That's true.
So
that's...
his VCR is not blinking. He knows all the features.
Wouldn't that be a fucking kick in the dick if, like, you're 949 years and 364 days, and you're like, 1201 and then you die. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I you know, it would be more common, I think, if the days were 120. And that's what I want to talk about, because the 900 one is just bullshit anyway. But even if it's just a, like, it'd be like, men can live to be 120. And you're like, okay, yeah, I guess we can live to be 120. So what? Like, yes, we can, but not everybody lives to be that. And you're basically saying in that scripture is saying you should live to be this long.
Right. And then Pat Robertson is basically saying, like, hey, man, and if you don't, it's kind of on you.
Yeah, it's your fault. You're fucking ate a Twinkie.